Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. This podcast is sponsored by Austin Summers Academy, the complete dating system that shows you step by step how to get women into your life with tons of examples and exercises. Link in description. And this podcast is now available on iTunes, Spotify, Castbox, and YouTube. Wherever you may be listening, enjoy.
So you want to wear what's like the strap on the dildo?
I want to wear the strap on. Yeah.
Fuck the shemale on the ass.
Fuck the shemale on the ass, and of course, doing her a blowjob, giving her a blowjob, and you know, getting her crazy about wanting to fuck me, but she's not gonna fuck me. She's getting fucked. So in getting fucked in a way that she's like, I don't know, like no man can do it to her. No, just girls. So. Mm.
Welcome to another edition of the Austin Summers podcast, the mind-expanding podcast to get you the girls that you want. Today, I'm joined by a lovely guest, Veronica Leal. It almost sounds French. So she is a porn star, right? Why don't you give people who don't know you a little bit of background, like your one-minute backstory if someone doesn't know who you are?
1 minute. Okay. Well, Veronica Leal is a porn actress that started 1.5 years ago. It started as a challenge for a friend. And actually, she's now a kind of a porn star. It's a starlet in Europe, working for the mainly websites, porn sites. And it's a Colombian one who doesn't obey to a Colombian prototype. Is really skinny, blondie, and looks like a bimbo slut, but it's not. So, yeah. And my main work, like I say, like my branch is porn, glamcore, hardcore, and all those BDM stuff and everything. And yeah, a really nice girl, kind of dominant, and sometimes stupid.
Okay. So... First thing there, you said you kind of dominant. So you like to be dominant and submissive.
Yeah. Well, I like to be dominant when I'm in front of a boy. When he's like a boy who likes boy, a gay guy. Yeah. I am dominant towards or with girls. With boys, no, I like to be submissive and more dominant and more like when I meant dominant, it was for like my mood, my personality, character as girl, I'm really dominant, kind of a strong.
And we've also talked in the past, you say how like you would get bored in a monogamous relationship,
oof,
right? Like just if you were forced to just be like one man with one woman forever.
No, that's a nightmare like, for me.
Yeah.
It's not possible.
So you like to mix things up. And one of the things you said that was interesting was it wasn't just about mixing up the sex you have, but it's about mixing up the energy of the partner that you have because the penis is attached to a different kind of like experience.
Experiences, yeah. Yeah, well, you asked me a question. You asked me if I'm wrong, that if I would have a boy couple, and when we together fuck all the girls in the world, we'll fulfill my needs of sex or something. And that's what my answer, no, because I don't want to fuck all the girls. I want to fuck all the boys, you know? And girls and boys, they bring different energy, of course. And yep. You get to know them different. And the way how you love them or how you like them, they like you in a different way the other person. So it is good to have like a magazine of boys that you will get something from them, you know? So that's why it will not fit my needs of sex.
So for you, it's kind of like if you walked into an ice cream shop and you could only choose one flavor, it would be bad. But if you walked into an ice cream shop and you could try one flavor one day and then one another day.
And yeah, I will do it because different flavors brings me different emotions. Happiness, bittersweet.
Yeah.
Some stuff like passion,
So let's Quentin Tarantino this. Let's go back to the past. Uh-huh. How did you originally get into porn?
Well, it was a challenge.
So what is this challenge? They were just like some people do like the meditation challenge for 30 days or the I'm going to like hit the gym. You're like, you and your friend challenge each other. I'm going to fuck a guy on camera challenge. And pull this mic up to your face so you sound nice and
sexy. Yeah. Yes, it looks sexy. You're like,
Can you put this in your mouth? Oh my! Wow. Oh, okay. I guess you can. It's the first time this mic has been in someone's mouth, I think.
No. Well, I was. it started when I was a webcam model. I was first webcam model, and one of the girls I was working with, she did actually a porn movie, and she challenged me to do one. She said, "Mia, if you don't do it, I dare you to do a movie, porn movie, and if you don't do it, I was losing something." And so I said, "Okay, let's do it. If you challenge me, you know that you are gonna lose." So I did.
Ruthless. You are going to lose, my friend.
Don't dare to challenge me. Not bitch. No, but yeah. And she contacted, because I didn't do anything, she contacted the guy, the producer in Colombia, and she gave them the number.
Can chill back. Smoke a blunt.
I will like. There's no here. Oh. There's not the plant of the love. There's no more.
That's on the next episode. We just got to get like a variety of drugs for each of our guests. And so you're a webcam model.
Yeah. And my friend, the girl, she challenged me and she put, she got in contact with the producer and this guy tested me. And the next week we shoot. We started filming.
What's that? What was that like? He tested you, so he's like, "All right, I got the camera. We're gonna do a test shoot with you."
No, he said me. He tested me like, "Yeah, somebody told me that. Actually, my friend told me that you are interested in doing a scene or a video, and he gave me like the details where how much they were gonna pay me." And the script of the video and everything, so I was prepared to do it. And we started like at 8, and in the same day we did 2 scenes. And actually, the first one it was a pickup public.
Ah, okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that I was like
And he's like, "Hey, you're hot," and you're like, "Hey, what's up?" And he's like, "Do you want to come to my place?" And you're like,
"Yeah, I want
to." Maybe. And then he went.
Yeah. That cocky situation, and it was in a center, in a square of where they were selling fruit. Like a market. And it was funny, actually, because we were taking the pictures, and everybody was like, making sounds, and I was really nervous, but after that, I forgot. I just got into the mood to work, and I like it. We worked.
Did you have a moment where you like, "I get to fuck a hot guy and get paid and get famous and I'm cool"?
Well, actually, I didn't know.
And I get to act.
I get to act. Yeah, but actually, I didn't know that I was becoming famous, because I'm already don't think I am famous. I'm just starting into the business. So I'm just this little star, you know, starlet, no superstar. I'm a star, just porn star. And actually, I was feeling like, okay. And it turns me on. That everyone in Colombia were gonna see how I'm just having sex with a boy. And it was, I don't know, it was kind of bordering. This is a fetish.
So the idea that other people are watching you and masturbating, guys and girls, turned you on?
Yep.
Okay. When was the first time that you saw porn? How old were you?
12, I think.
Well, it's a little young, right? No, I think that is the average age that people discover it. God, man, what has happened to our generation? And do any of your family know about this? Are they like on board with it? Do they think it's wrong? Are they like, we're Catholic and this is bad?
My family is very Catholic. Yeah, we have some. I have
Does
some
Jesus,
cousins.
Jesus they... doesn't approve.
No. Yeah, my mom, my family supports me. Okay. They have no problem with it. My main family, like my nuclear, you know, my mom and my brothers, mm-hmm. they support me. The other cousins and aunts, I don't really care about them. So what the fuck are you thinking? It's not. Yeah, you know.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, don't give a fuck. We love. And I called to my mom the same, like the 2 weeks after I did the porn video. I called her and I say, her mom, I just did a porn video. I'm a porn actress right now. I'm sorry. And then she said, well, if this really makes you happy, just do it. I will not say you anything. And it was like that. They just accept it. And kind of they like it, I think. Mm-hmm. Because, well, you bring some better qualities to your life, being, you know, being a porn actress, it gives you more work, job, or more kind of different high level of life quality. Mm-hmm. So for them, it was like, okay.
And your father?
I don't speak too much with my father. I think he knows, mm-hmm. but he prefers to ignore it, like she is, but I don't speak about it.
Yeah. I could see like the mom would be more understanding in a lot of cases because she's like, she understands the female experience and she just probably wants you to be safe and not taken advantage of. Uh-huh. But as long as you're making money, supporting yourself,
exactly. She's just saying, like, pay attention to everything, because you know you're going to porn and you're risking everything. You're risking your health, mm-hmm. when you go to porn because of the.
Yeah.
Because of the ETS, the
STD.
STD.
Yeah.
Because of the STDs.
I think most people don't realize is that people in porn are actually, they have safer sex because they're only having sex with people who are tested for
That's
the most
bullshit.
Part. It's bullshit here?
That's bullshit. Every porn actor or every porn actor, they have their own sexual life. So they
outside
fuck
of it.
Outside. And yeah. I think it is more dangerous because they know that we are getting tested. So they know they are clear. They are clean. Mm-hmm. So they have sex without condom. So this is problem. That is why is all those cases of positive from syphilis or gonorrhea or HIV. Because it's not into the industry. They bring it from outside.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying that you risk your health to getting infected. Even if you are getting tested every 3 weeks.
Yeah. Because you're just surrounded. You're having sex with people who are basically sex addicts all the time. So, of course, they're at higher risk if they're having sex outside of it. And that brings up this question. What does your sex outside of porn, is it different than the sex you have when you're on camera? And
yes,
in what way?
Of course.
What of way course. Is it different?
First of all, professionalism comes. You know, I really love to work in this because I know that I will not be treated bad treated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those guys, they know what they have to do. They know what they are doing. Even if you don't like them, you just got the fuck really fuck it. You know, just you go.
You get fucked well.
Yeah, too well. It's like, oh my God. But in my, but.
Do you get what they call cum drunk or dick drunk when you're like, you're getting fucked so good for so long that your mind is just like,
it's just like going. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it from.
Do you ever forget to speak how to speak English?
Yeah,
afterwards?
Actually, I forget my language. I forgot my language. It was one of the movies.
What if you like permanently forget how to speak Spanish because some guy fucks you so hard?
Actually, this happened in a scene. I was working in Prague before coming to Colombia, and we were working, and I was so really hot. I was really horny, really excited, that I wanted to scream at them to hit me more, to dominate me more, and the words couldn't go out of my mouth. I was like, what the hell? What I'm saying? What is the word that I have to say? And then everything were missing, that mixing that I couldn't. I just forgot my language. I was like, oh my God, I speak Spanish. There was a Spanish boy speaking and I couldn't even communicate with him. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I was like a doll. Look, my body didn't have enough strength, energy.
Yeah.
To move at least one hand, you know?
It's wow.
Like, that scene was awesome. Man. It's really awesome. I really like it.
Yeah, the only thing I get that's similar to that is like I'll just like my whole body will just like shake for like
okay
a while.
I really want that.
And so I can have what's called like the orgasm without ejaculation, mm-hmm. where like I can have like orgasms and I just like shake for like 10 seconds and then I go back
that's
to fucking.
That's hot.
There was one time where this girl who, and I was the only person she ever had sex with, but after I came, she was like jerking me off. It just very slowly, like with my cum. And like, I was shaking for 5 minutes straight. Oh, just like, so I had like a 5 minute long orgasm once. It was never to be repeated, but it was weird. So I can kind of see what you're going through. But then I think it's just the female biology is just different, you know?
Mm.
So let's go back to the original question. Which was a bit of a tangent. We went off just a little.
Yeah.
The sex you have on camera is different than the sex you have.
Of course. There's some stuff that I am able to do on camera that on my...
I was like crying. Oh, man.
that I'm not able to do in my private life. Like squirting. I don't squirt in sexual life, my sexual life.
Because you don't want to, or because you just can't?
Because I can't. I can, but it's something, it turns me on. You know, the guy don't go to there to make me squirt. And actually, I realized that I squirt because I made myself squirt. I'm just going to turn around because...
You're a conscious squirter.
No, it's not. No. Yeah, but the most important thing is that I squirt on my scenes because I love to get turned to see how the cameraman, how the photographer, the lightsman, they are getting boners because of my squirt. So
you
I really
slut.
Like it. I want to be kind of really good slut. But that's why I squirt, and I squirt a lot because I really like it, and I like to see their faces when I'm squirting. It's the faces that they do.
Oof.
Fuck.
Oof.
It's just like, it worth the squirt. It's like, you know.
Casey and I were talking last night. Our favorite Colombian expression is oof. Which means like, oh my God. Yeah. So yeah, it does differ in a certain mm-hmm. way.
And in my intimacy, because with working, I don't choose the guys.
Yeah.
You know,
so
just
sometimes you like them, but sometimes you don't,
sometimes,
right?
And I have to like them. And because of professionalism, you know? And in my private life, I can choose them. Mm-hmm. And we can have some talks and emotions and some more stuff that can stick to you. And then can make the sex better, or at least to have a good sex.
So, for example, my assistant, Joao, who you're currently seeing.
For example, Joao.
Joao could be a porn star, yeah?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah.
He could be. He's really good. And it has a really good time. Like, I don't know how to say. Casey. Como durar.
Duration?
Last.
Yeah, he can last long.
Last really long. Okay, that's very long.
So I'm gonna describe to you like kind of what my perfect sex would be, and then I want you to describe what your perfect sex would be.
Okay.
So mine would be like I'm with a girl in public. It doesn't start in public, but we're just, you know, you're kind of flirting. Maybe you send the girl a text message beforehand, like, I can't wait to fuck you tonight, or I can't wait to go down on you, and like, I can't wait to taste you. And then she gets like this, she gets kind of the anticipation going, like even hours beforehand. We meet up, we do something in public, so the sexual tension builds up. And there's like that, fuck, you want to just be home together and just and like rip off her clothes. And ideally it's with a girl that I've seen a few times so that we know like that the familiarity is there. We kind of know what each other likes, so we know how to get each other off like super good. And then I, you know, take her home. You know, there's been some touching and stuff, but I push her away if she tries to kiss me in public or whatever. And then she wants it. She's building up. She's like, she's craving it more and more. And I even, sometimes, there's kind of two routes I go in. One is like the very meditative route, and then one's like the very rough route. So if I'm just building up the sexual tension so much, it's just like, we need to find a taxi so we don't fuck here in the street. And we get to the house, and then, you know, it's just one of those like, everything comes off, and you just like, you start choking her against the wall or whatever. But the other way is like meditating before sex. So I actually meditate with a girl for 10 to 15 minutes. Like all our anxiety is gone, all our stress from the day, all our thoughts are gone. We're present. It's just me and her. And then I'll like hold her hands and then look into her eyes. And then from there, just like, it just keeps getting more and more like closer and closer and intense. And then from that point, it can just feel like you're the universe connecting with itself. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, but just only with drugs.
just yeah, if you take
in LSD in MDMA, there's actually guys fuck with MDMA is awesome.
Yeah, just, like your whole body just feels.
You just
insane.
Go out of the galaxy, like you're fucking the stars.
Yeah, and then like I don't know. I feel like sex just gets rough over time as you get older, right? So I've been doing a lot of that. Luckily, my fucking girlfriend is fucking awesome. She's like,
I like when you hold my head down and when I deep throat you, and I like to be slapped. And when you
what is this called in Spanish? Palma? It's like Palma. When you get spanked?
Nalga.
Nalga. Okay.
In the butt?
Nalgas. Yeah. He's just always saying that it sounds like I'm playing the drums or something. Like he's like, I walk in the house and I just hear like, like she likes to be hit and spanked, just like it's amazing. And there's my famous quote is, there's something beautiful about choking a woman you love.
Okay.
So you're with the guy that you choose, right? You're with him. What would your ideal sex with him be?
Actually, I wouldn't choose a guy. Because you say me that
it's
my fantasy, no? Yeah. Okay, my perfect situation. And actually my fantasy, my biggest fantasy is to fuck a transsexual guy or a shemale.
Ah.
So I would choose a shemale. Really beautiful one. Needs to have a dick. Because that's
a big dick?
Doesn't matter the size, okay. Actually. Because she's not going to fuck me. I'm going to fuck her.
Whoa.
That's just the thing. So it's like I want to fuck her. Whatever she feels comfortable. No, it doesn't have to be in public.
Oh, this is the ideal situation, so you can create it any way you want.
No. This is just because what I have in mind to do to her, I really wanted to do in a dark room. She's going to be tied up, and I'm going to fuck her. So it's like I'm playing with her mind, and this is what she's going to get turned off, and we will turn on, and we will do all the stuff. I don't know how to explain it good, because my...
So you want to wear what's like the strap-on, the dildo?
I want
dildo
to wear
the
strap-on, yeah.
And fuck the shemale on the ass.
And fuck the shemale on the ass. And, of course, doing her a blowjob, giving her a blowjob, and, you know, getting her crazy about wanting to fuck me, but she's not going to fuck me. She's getting fucked. So, in getting fucked in a way that she's, like, I don't know, like, no man can do it to her. No, just girls. So it's kind of taking down her ego and saying her, hey, even if you feel a boy, even if you feel a girl, you're a fucking boy because I'm fucking your ass and you don't have a pussy. So it's kind of getting there into the what nature is. I don't know, it's weird.
You like the psychology.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah. And I like to break up some egos.
Yeah, so. In English we would say, humiliation play. You like to humiliate them.
Yep.
So like you'd be like, ah, man, it's weird how like different people's fetishes are. I don't want to like, yeah. You know what, my fetishes are completely different. But that's like your ultimate scenario.
Well, the ultimate.
Yeah, that's like your favorite scenario. Yeah, your favorite sex.
Yeah, okay. It's gonna be actually.
That's when you know you've had too much sex and watched too much porn. Which is like, I'm gonna find a transsexual, throw her in the trunk of my car.
I already found her.
Oh,
on Tinder.
Oh, that's so this is in the. This is gonna be set up. This is gonna happen. It's real.
It's real. I can show you the girl. She's really hot, and I want her very bad.
Wow.
And just it's my fantasy. I really need to make some steps mm-hmm. because not all the shemales they like girls, and I'm really lucky that this girl, she's bisexual. She's a transsexual girl who also likes girls, because you know transsexuals, they just like boys.
Wow, this is complex. We need to like chart this out, like male to female, then the bisexual, and then the psychology, and also humiliation. This is difficult. Okay,
this is
science at this point. This is so I'm gonna ask you a hard question now.
Yeah,
what do you say to people who say that sex is demeaning to women, or that porn is demeaning to women, which means that porn is makes women feel lesser, like bad? Disrespectful, or porn is a bad representation of women?
No, I don't think porn is bad representation, because in porn industry actually we have advantages. We are better paid. Girls are better paid than boys. Mm-hmm. They always are who has the last word. We always, if you don't want to do anything, you don't do it. Everything that you do on your work, humiliation, BDSM, sadomasochism, everything, role plays, mm-hmm. everything, you do it under your concern,
consent.
Yeah,
consent. So it's only things that you want to do.
Yeah, only things that you want to do. They don't force you to do anything that you don't want. That's what you are getting paid. You are signing a contract before you mm-hmm. do the scene, not after. And you get paid before, not after. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't think that porn gets lower worth or mm-hmm. like for women. Of course not. And this is just misunderstanding, I mm-hmm. think. I think they just get more stronger, because they are like, oh yeah, woman, you can do this with me. And then they can... I think porn teaches girls and boys how to have sex, and that it is thousands and thousands of possibilities of having sex. They doesn't have to do the same mm-hmm. stuff. And if you feel like, if you get it too personal to feel connected or feel reflected on a porn situation, you gotta go to your emotions and to your head, because it's your problem. Mm-hmm. But I don't think there is, for us, it's just getting like women and less than men. No. At all. Mm-hmm. They have less work than us. They do the job and we got the credits. Yeah. Actually, because you say, oh, awesome model, she gets fucked, double penetration, she gets fucked in these positions, but the guys, the men, they are doing the work. They are who are fucking, we just got fucked. Yeah. And be smiling, and that's all. You know? So mm-hmm. I think it is, we are in a
better situation
than men.
So in 2018 you probably had some crazy sex. Tell me a crazy sex story that you have from the past year, whether it's like, you know, getting yourself into a situation where you're fucking a girl who has a boyfriend, or whether it's like jerking off your taxi driver, or anything crazy like that that you've done in the past year.
Okay, I have two. Well, actually three.
We'll listen to all three. Yeah.
First one, it was when I was working, because they are the crisis one, right? when I'm filming. We had sex. We had to shoot, to film in the train station up and the train was going down. You know, the train was here and I was in front having sex, getting fucking the ass in front of them. And it was like, oh my God, everyone was just going like this. It was my first time having sex in public and being filmed and every, because they, you were in the metro or in this, in the subway, and they were able to see because it was a stop and it was in a station, so you had to stop and to see. So it was kind of really weird for me. Felt
what
like,
city was this?
Barcelona.
Oh my God, those subways are packed with people. Oh my
Don't
God.
Don't say anything. Second one, it was in the public park, mm-hmm. a public pickup, and we were filming in the bushes, and there were a team of bikers, and they were going through and they saw us and they stopped to watch us to film, and they were like, what? And a lesbian couple with a dog, they stopped just to watch us.
Wow.
And I couldn't know, it was like, oh my God, what I should
I
do?
I did this once in Canada. I fucked my girlfriend in a public park, and then some like random black dude just pulled out his phone and like started walking toward us and filming, and I was like, oh shit, we gotta go.
And the best one, that day I really was feeling like ashamed, because mm-hmm. shooting one in Barcelona again, in a highway, in an edge, bridge in a highway. So cars come here, and it was in the bridge, getting fucked, cars down, cars coming, and he was a weirdo. It was from the bushes. He saw me, and he was just drip off his pants, and he starts to jerk off watching us filming. And this was weird. I felt like, fuck, and almost we had to stop because people started to with the cars, this thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're washing us. We will call the police. And I was like, oh my God, they will call the police. This is not, you know, I was really nervous about that. But you can see in one of my movies, this is one of the movies, and you can see that the guy at the final, we were screaming at them. Like, ah!
You're like, yeah.
He was Potro de Bilbao, yeah. Yeah, he was fucking me in this way. And I was like, okay, let's keep working.
Oh my God.
It was crazy. That one, it was crazy. I just see the picture and...
So you've told me some of your fantasies, and one of them, you said that you like rape fantasies, right? There's a lot of girls who like rape fantasies, which means like when they're comfortable with a guy, usually, like for example, my girlfriend and me, she's like, I'll ask her, hey baby, like what do you want to try? Is there anything you want to try that we haven't? She'll say like, yes, I want to be raped, and I'll say, okay, cool. And then like she'll go to the bathroom before sex or whatever and just like come back into the room, and then I'll just fucking like jump on her. But yours is different. You say that you actually want
to get ripped. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to pretend to get ripped, you know? I really want to get ripped for a boy that I don't know. Maybe you can find a guy she doesn't know, let's rip her. That will become one of my biggest fantasies come true, you know? Because I want to have this situation in front of him, this weird guy that he thinks that he's going to rape me and to do this, you know? So it's more, I want to know how it's going to be reacting. Just the situation I want to get raped about.
And what percentage of girls that you have met, what number of girls, like you talk to a lot of girls about sex, obviously.
Sometimes.
How many girls do you think have this rape fantasy? Not the one that you have, but like the pretend rape, like they want
to... Actually, it's the first time that I'm talking about this rape fantasy, because they are afraid to say, or at least with the girls that I have talked, they ask me more for how to squirt, how to do anal, how to make a really good blowjob. They don't ask me like... It's just fantasy or something like, and their fantasies are like having a orgy or being fucked by 10 guys or whatever, you know? They don't use their brain. So
what are some of the most common fantasies you hear girls say It'd be orgy.
Orgy, bukake. Bukake. You know, bukake. And a threesome with girls and with boys. Like, but mostly like two boys, one girl.
Really?
With the girls that I am used to talk to. Because
you
them.
Talk with the porn girls or what?
Porn girls are kind of boring. Or fantasies.
They're boring. So girls that aren't porn stars are more crazy.
Well, I don't have too much friends of porn stars. Like, you know. And I haven't talked to them a lot, like their fantasies. But I did with one and it was really boring. It was like, what's something, you're a porn star and you know that your fantasies already came true in your work. So get your brain to work a little bit and see what really you will want to fit, you know, what weird stuff. And their fantasies were like, yeah, I want to have anal sex with four girls.
Yeah.
Jeez, you can have it. This is.
Did you know that the like two or three of the top female searched stuff in porn? So when girls like search for porn, they search for lesbian, then they search for threesome, and then they search for something else that has to do with girls. Girls just like girls a lot. Is
a lot, yeah.
You like girls, right?
Yeah, and it's because I think
have you always been bisexual? Yeah. Yep.
Actually,
when was your first experience with a girl?
My first experience, it was in Cúcuta. But I didn't want it to accept it. Like, you know, it was like, I like girls. Sometimes I can fuck them. But then one of my best friend, he was always saying to me, Stephanie, I swear you that you are bisexual, that you like girls too. And I was like, no. But actually, he made me like to realize that yes, to accept it in front of a face of a man. Because I was saying, I like girls. To me or to girls? But never saying it to a boy in front and like, I like girls too. So it was my like with him. But in Cúcuta was my first, experience. It was in Cúcuta. It was with a friend from the university, she's older than me, and it was it wasn't like we were getting into and talking and dating. No, we get to know each other because of a volunteering. We were working in the same. We were doing a volunteering, so I met her there. Didn't know that she was bisexual too, and. So we just start to talk. And after that, she just invited me to go to cabane, to go to like to the mountains with her family and all that stuff. And we got fucked each other.
And you like it.
And I like it. And we fucked in the same room with it was her mom and her dad and her sister.
Wow.
We were sleeping in the same cabane. Like,
I think you like sex when there's like an element of like risk, right? When it's like we could get caught, the police could come.
Yeah. They will just get out, wake up or something. So we did it. And I like it because she teaches me like, some stuff. And then with her, I saw that I was dominant. That with girls, I am dominant because I was, even if I didn't know how to do it with a girl, I was dominating her. I was leading her. Mm-hmm. And so this was kind of hard.
So in a threesome, you're usually submissive to the guy, but dominant to the girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My girlfriend's the same way. Her favorite porn is lesbian domination, where they're like just slapping the girls and stuff like this.
Yeah, this is really good.
It's really good.
Yeah, and... also, domination about the boy. The other girl and me dominating the boy. I really like domination, the man domination. Because it's hard, no? You're always going to fight to it. No, I will not let you to slap my face.
Yeah.
So I don't like it. No, I'm so sorry, but you're going to get a slap.
That's what I do. It's so funny, too, because you're so tiny. You look like a chihuahua. You're just a cute little chihuahua, and you're going to be dominant. You're just like,
foo, 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 I'm dominant.
Okay, in the pickup community. Hey, focus. We got to focus here, okay? God, you're such a chihuahua sometimes. You're the Taco Bell dog. You know Taco Bell? Oh, wait, you've never been to America. But okay, so in the pick of, oh man, I'm crying again. In the pick of community, we have this term called lay count, which means how many people you've slept with, right? So for example, if you have over 100 lay count, that's a good thing. That means you've slept with over, you know, 100 girls. What would you guess that your lay count is for men and women? So like combined.
180, 200.
Damn. Respect. Respect, girl. Crush the game.
Fucking slut. Whore, bitch. Come on.
Puta.
Puta.
Is there any Colombian slang?
I'm being fucked. And there is no friend of my best friend that I didn't fuck. Because it's my favorite sport in this world is fuck my best friend, my best friend's friend. My best friend friends. It's like for me, when he, every time that he comes to Colombia that we met, I'm like, well, show me your friends. I want to fuck them.
Ah, the German guy?
No.
Oh. Okay, Casey, continue.
My best friend. Oh. I'm saying like my favorite sport
is to fuck,
Casey's friends.
Some people like basketball. Some people like soccer, football. Your favorite sport is fucking Casey's friends. That's what I'm here for.
He just bring all the guys to me, like, okay.
Oh my
you
god!
You know that I love you. That is 4-5 friends that I have new. I knew my new friend just choose.
This is the best podcast so far. Oh man!
There is around 180, 200 because there, you know, there is some names that they go because you are drunk or too much drunk or you don't remember, or they are too bad that you don't want to remember them.
Yeah. So that you got to have the range, 180 to 200.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Actually, I wanted to, before finish this year, before New Year's Eve, I wanted to make a list to know which countries is missing to fuck, you know?
I'll say Veronica. When I first started with game, like meeting girls, that was my goal too. So every girl I fucked, I put their ethnicity as well.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Hungarian, Brazilian, Mexican.
I play flags too.
Oh, yeah, you could have a map. Why don't you just have like a map?
Actually, I have a map in my phone and I put... I can show you. It calls Bean, the app.
Oh, man.
It's just for to put where it has to be. But for me, it's like which guys I have fucked. So I just put the country.
There's this exists for like people who travel to different countries. They like scratch off the country from a map. But yours is just like the countries that you fucked, basically.
Fucked. Yeah.
You're like Genghis Khan, but the woman version. You just want to conquer, dominate everyone. Conquistadora. Ella es una conquistadora del mundo.
Del mundo. Yeah. Yeah,
well, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for being our best guest so far.
You're crazy.
And if there's anything you want to shout out, your Instagram, your Twitter.
Well, my social media.
Where can people stalk you?
Well, you can put Veronica Leal, like loyal.
I'll put it in the description.
Leal, on Google, and you will find out my job. All my
job. I also know your address, so I can just give it to people so that they can come make your fantasy come true. All right, thanks for watching this far, guys. Hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. If you made it this far, you are part of the I don't even have a tribe name, gaming squad. You're part of Pool Nash. You're part of you've been here. You're awesome. Thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, hey guys, could you just do me a favor and hit that subscribe button? It really means a lot. That button that has a circle on it.